East Coast Breakfast.
On the 18th of April, once in a lifetime event, it'll be making its way to Cape Town. Lebo M live with special guest Hans Zimmer, Grammy Award winner, by the way, multiple Grammy Award. And it's happening at the Grand Arena in Grand West in Cape Town.
I am joined by the man himself, Lebo M. How long have you been in the music industry?
Let's round it up this way. We're celebrating 30 years of my journey with the Lion King property around the world. Before that, my relationship with Hans Zimmer, almost 35 years. Before that, 20 years since I entered the industry from my childhood in South Africa, and then I went to exile.
And so a lot of people know you as the Lion King guy. You're Lebo M of Lion King, the movie and the stage productions. But people also, does anyone ever stop you and go, hang on, are you Lebo M from The Power of One?
Ironically, no. Many years ago, when that property was out there, it was that way. But obviously, over the years, we've built a much more bigger global profile around the world with The Lion King and many other projects we've done. But thank you for mentioning Power of One, because Power of One is my very first feature film and my first partnership with Hans Zimmer.
Lebo M, you've played such a big role in connecting African music with international audiences. Young creatives, what would you give to them as a piece of advice to help them think bigger, think more global?
I'm the terrible person to give advice, but what I do is share my thoughts and experience, again, based on what I've learned from those that came before me. And I think as much as the world is getting bigger yet small via a cell phone, it has become clear that as South Africans, we're beginning to touch the world in many different ways. We just got nominated for an Oscar for a short film and everything else. But my only comment and suggestion to those that come after us is just authenticity. As much as we can do jazz, as much as we can do hip-hop, we can do my piano, we can do everything else, what makes us unique and special and success is within that realm, remain authentic.
What can we expect from Lebo M and Hans Zimmer on stage?
Well, the exciting thing is we're actually on to the next level. Over the last 10 years, I've been a special guest on Hans Zimmer Live around the world at arena tours. And now, for my first concert in history, my first concert in Africa and at home in Cape Town, Hans Zimmer's coming in as my special guest. And then, of course, I have so many other local. Mikasa is going to open my show. And we have Nzovu Choir, Virtual Singers, and Drakkie Banks Boys Choir. And my daughter Rifi as a special guest and introducing Kosnathi Shabalala. So it's a huge celebration, a huge extravaganza that basically brings me and Hans back full circle, basically, since our first movie, Power of One.
I'm so jealous because we talking to you from KZN.
Yeah, KZN is home also, you know. We're sneaking our way to the rest of South Africa and to the rest of the continent.
Yeah.
Our launch concert is Cape Town, April 18. Mm-hmm. And then watch the space, as the saying goes.
And a collaboration with Hans Zimmer. And listen, over your career, you have performed with some of the world's biggest, on some of the biggest stages. How does this show compare in terms of, I don't want to say significance, but maybe impact?
It's the most impactful. I mean, we've reached so many milestones just in the past year alone. I played my dream venue, two actually. You know, you can play all kinds of venues around the world, but once you play Madison Square Garden, which we sold out on Hans, and then I did the Hollywood Bowl, the only next thing was, now it's time to go home for the ultimate. You know, anywhere in South Africa for me would have been the ultimate. It's my dream come true project and my dream come true project. My dream come true country is coming home full circle.
How do you carry on as a normal person, knowing that your music and your work has made such an impact on the zeitgeist of people? A line from The Lion King and how it resonates with so many people from so many generations. Do you walk past a mirror and you see yourself and go, hey, that's Lebo M, man, that guy's...
I think in my early career, I used to say I'm lucky. But then, you know, as you grow, I realize that I'm blessed because I stand in the shoulders of great giants who long went through the journey in America, Mary Makeba, Huma Sikela, Kaifa Semenya, and many others from not only South Africa, but the continent. So I was fortunate to, long before I started working with Quincy Jones and Hans Zimmer, I was fortunate to be grounded by those that came before me and learn by observation and learn by working with them. And I think from my childhood, my biggest, greatest hero, who is the anchor of my entire year, the anchor of my concert, Joseph Shabalala of Lady Split Mambazo, his humility, has always kept me centered. These are people I was lucky enough to interact with while in exile. And of course, when we all came back home, it was never about, wow, we just sold 100 million tickets or whatever. It was always about, I have a duty and a responsibility to remain authentic.
East Coast Breakfast from 6 a.m. weekday mornings on East Coast Radio.